Pod Quiz 1043. Hello there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1043.
Round 1.
We start this week with a connections music round. There are 4 pieces of music to listen to, for which I would like you to tell me artist and title. And for number 5, you need to identify the connection between the 4 songs.
Question 1.
And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray.
Question 2.
I give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bombed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know.
Question 3.
If you like to gamble, I tell you I'm your man. You win some, lose some, it's still the same to me. The pleasure is to play, make no difference what you say.
Question 4.
When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too, and if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet.
Question 5.
So yes, for number 5, we're looking for the connection between those 4 songs.
Round 2.
Round 2 is on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Question 6.
Who plays the title role of Buffy Summers in the television series Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Question 7.
In which year did the first season of Buffy the Vampire Slayer air? 1997, 2007, or 2017?
Question 8.
In which fictional town was the show set?
Question 9.
What was the name of Buffy's Watcher, played by Anthony Head?
Question 10.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer was created by which writer and director?
Round 3.
Round 3 is on movies. You're about to hear 5 short clips from movie trailers, and in each case I'd like you to tell me the title of the film.
Question 11.
They can't remember a thing.
It's Christy Boner, the hottest of the hot.
Hi, Jesse. I had a really good time with you last night.
Have you seen my car?
Well, I saw the back seat.
Oh, I'm talking about the whole thing.
Now, the only way to find their car...
No way we were here last night.
...is to find out what they did.
Question 12.
A time of tyrants. A time when the only way to uphold justice was to break the law. The one man who stood for freedom became a legend. Kevin Costner, Morgan Freeman, Christian Slater, Alan Rickman, and Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio.
Question 13.
How do you do? My name is Alfred Hitchcock, and I would like to tell you about my forthcoming lecture. Originally, there were many varieties of birds on Earth. Some have become extinct. The great auk, the passenger pigeon, and the famous dodo bird have all disappeared. Actually, they didn't exactly disappear. They were simply killed off.
Question 14.
Take heed, and beware the moor in those dark hours when evil is exalted. Else you will surely meet the Hound of Hell.
The greatest story ever written by one of the world's greatest storytellers, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's classic masterpiece of mystery, suspense, and horror.
Question 15.
Chicago was the place to be in 1936. In those days, the big con was a dying art. Until a first-class grifter on the lam from the FBI and a young gaffer from Joliet joined forces to con the Big Mick.
He's not as tough as he thinks.
Round 4.
The fun round this week is science and technology.
Question 16.
Quicksilver is an old-fashioned name for which metallic element, the only metal to be a liquid at room temperature?
Question 17.
Which of the following is not a computer sound format? WAV, MP3, or PNG?
Question 18.
By what abbreviation is the explosive chemical trinitrotoluene better known?
Question 19.
Which British scientist is widely credited with the creation of the World Wide Web?
Question 20.
Which software development platform has an octocat as its logo? I shall be back in 2.5 minutes with the answers.
A dead charcoal.
After Vampire Sips by Sly Hats.
Kisses in love, Vampire
in long vampire city.
And now, the answers.
Number one was Luck Be a Lady by Frank Sinatra.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight.
If you're gonna play. Number two was The Gambler by Kenny Rogers.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
Number three is Ace of Spades by Motorhead.
I'm a shade green. The only gun I need is the Ace of Spades. The Ace of Spades.
Number four was The Devil Went Down to Georgia by the Charlie Daniels Band.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal.
And number five, The Connection. It's quite a simple one this time. All of those songs are about gambling.
Round two.
Round two was on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And the answer to number six, the title role of Buffy Summers was played by Sarah Michelle Gellar. Number seven, Buffy first aired in 1997. Number eight, the show was set in the fictional town of Sunnydale. Number nine, Buffy's watcher was Rupert Giles. And number 10, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, was created by Joss Whedon.
Round 3.
Round 3 was on movies, and the answer to number 11 was Dude, Where's My Car? Number 12 was Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Number 13 was The Birds. They were simply killed off. Number 14 was The Hound of the Baskervilles. And number 15 was The Sting.
He's not as tough as he thinks.
Round 4.
Round 4 was science and technology. And the answer to number 16, the only metal that is a liquid at room temperature is mercury. Number 17, WAV and MP3 are sound formats. PNG isn't. It's an image format. Number 18, trinitrotoluene is better known as TNT. Number 19, the web was invented by Tim Berners-Lee. And number 20, the software development platform that has an octocat as its logo is GitHub. That's it for Pod Quiz 1043. Thank you very much for listening. We have just one message this week. Happy 25th birthday to Millie, with love from Rachel. I'll be back next week with another 20 questions. In the meantime, you could visit the website www.podquiz.com, where there is a link to all the normal social media websites, or you can leave a comment about a quiz or email me. So, until next time, bye now.